We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Nancy Pelosi has said that she would like to make the voting age for national elections 16 years old. It is, I think, an improper choice. I don't think it works in many different ways. A 16-year-old has not enough life experience. They're not developed enough in the ways of the world. They're not following politics as much as they will at a later time. If you want to pre-register them at 16 and 17 so that at 18 they're registered and ready to vote, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But all the Democrats are trying to do is to, as she said, I love this because she said it's important to capture them while they're in high school. Capture, meaning capture them by the Democrats and convert them to the Democratic way of thinking and get them while they're young. And that's all they're interested in. So I don't think it's right. Nobody had suggested that they like this idea so far. Let's see, David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning.
Hello, David. What do you think about this?
Well, hey, if Tony's listening, I want to tell him, I agree with Tony. I think Seinfeld sucked, so I'm with Tony.
Oh, now it's a tie then, because Beamer and I love Seinfeld. You and Tony don't.
David, how can I can't talk to you anymore if that's how you feel.
Hey, sorry, dude.
David, all I heard you say was yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that doesn't register with me.
What's on your mind today, David?
They obviously shouldn't vote, and I don't even think they should be registered, because if there's a way for the Democrats to finagle into cheating, they're going to do it. But
yeah, if they're registered, they probably get a hold of the registration list and make sure that they're converted in time.
Yeah, yep, and it'll be held against them like in debates and stuff in school if they look like they're going to vote for the wrong party.
That's a good point, yeah.
Like if they went to school with a MAGA hat on, you know. So I think I can kill two birds with one stone. You get responsible people to vote, and they automatically have ID to present. I think your ticket to vote should be a paid property tax bill.
I like that.
That's the way it used to be in this country. The people that paid, as Obama would say, skin in the game, the property taxpayers are the ones who decided how they're going to waste our money, if they're going to waste it or not.
I like that, because when you haven't paid any bills and you haven't paid any taxes, I don't think you should step up to the plate and ask for a seat in deciding who the next president's going to be.
Intentionally step on a landmine here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to regret this. My view is this country's gone straight left to hell since women got the right to vote.
Whoa. That is, your name again is David, and you live in Lockport, and you are not us. So you think women have screwed things up since they got the right to vote?
Well, you know, the Democrats want to wussify more men because they're more apt to vote with, you know, on a pity story, you know. So they vote with their feelings too much instead of wanting to hear what the facts are.
All right. You've laid the landmine. Let's see if anybody throws their body on it. Thank you, David. Thanks for calling. Thank you very much. I don't believe that. And I'm not just trying to get away from the fallout of what he just said. But he is right, probably, in one area. I think the sensitivity level is higher for women than it is for men, and what he said might have some truth to it, whereas if you tell a story to try and represent your point of view and it involves, you know, a sad medical situation or abandonment or things like that, I think women are much more liable to be affected by it than men are. And that's a plus, by the way. This is not a negative. I think it's a plus. I think when you're a legislator, you have to realize the results and how they're going to affect the people that you that are under your jurisdiction. Not jurisdiction isn't the right word. Law. The laws you make affect the people that are there. And you have to realize how it affects them, what it makes them do, what it doesn't allow them to do, things like that. So I think women are more attuned to that. Do you believe that, Tony, that women are more sensitive and might be more attuned to a sensitive story in a voting situation than men would?
Oh, definitely women are more sensitive than men.
Good. That's two to one against David from Lockport. What do you think, Beamer? Are women more sensitive in making voting decisions than men are?
You know, I think you'll have some women that are sensitive, but I think you'll have men that are sensitive in the way they vote. You know, I know a lot of women that vote for who they think will be the best at that position. They don't put sob stories into the equation.
Well, that's true, but a sob
story. Yeah, I didn't say it was a good thing that they...
a sob story, though, I mean, we call it a sob story, but it may be a legitimate story. For instance, maybe somebody seeking medical care couldn't get it for a reason and they end up passing away and their life goes down the drain because of some bureaucratic nightmare. I mean, those stories are worth listening to because you might be able to correct that and not have it happen again.
Yeah, it ultimately, it's just the makeup of the person. It has,
You're either like that or not. Yeah, it's not the gender. Although that gender picture we've got of Beamer is perfect. I hope people are looking at it. If you go online on our Facebook page, you'll see a picture of Joe Beamer, and you can make up your own decision of what his outfit looks like with a red tip on it.
Yeah, I said he said that it's chilly in the studio, so they know why he had
why he's dressed like that. Okay.
They're picking up, and somebody referred to him as Richard.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's right.
It is chilly in here.
It is chilly.
Yeah. I have a hat on.
We'll take, you have a what on?
Hat.
Oh, okay. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. WBEN. Glad to see so many people last night at AAA for the meeting about trip number 10. And we had a representative on an inter AAA connection. She was actually in Cape Cod, talking about the Viking Jupiter, which is a ship that's only 1 month old right now. It was christened last month, and that's what we're taking. It's a Viking ocean cruise. People love Viking, and this is a brand new ship. You've seen it on TV, perhaps. They do a lot of TV spots. Just beautiful. It's October 6th through October 20th. It's the 10th trip. We've had 9 already. We're about to go on the 9th trip. This is the 10th trip, and it will be October 6th through the 20th. It's 15 days, 7 countries. One free shore excursion for every port. That's what Viking does. All onboard meals are included. Beer, wine, soft drinks with lunch and dinner. Free Wi-Fi. For your cabin, 42-inch flat screens, 24-hour room service, which is very nice. King-size beds, private verandas, and you're going to love it all. And where are we going? We're going from here to Norway. That's Bergen. That's where we'll be for 2 days. Then the Netherlands and Amsterdam. Very, very interesting there. In Belgium and then France, England, and in Portsmouth, you can go to the D-Day Museum and the planning of D-Day right there. We're also going to Falmouth, England, Portugal, Porto, Portugal, named after the wine, or the wine is named after them, actually. Granada, Spain. We're going to 2 stops in Spain and then Barcelona on the trip home. And some of the side trips that are available, Normandy, Monet's Gardens, the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, the Windmill Museums. I mean, all kinds of things. All you have to do is give them a call and they'll give you the information. 1-844-688-7477. That's AAA.
Sandy, before we get kicked out of our ethnicity, we better wish everybody happy St. Joseph's Day, or as we Italians say, Viva San Giuseppe.
Happy St. Joseph's Day. I love St. Joseph's, the bread, St. Joseph's Day bread. Have you ever had that?
Yes, I like that. And oddly enough, I have never been to a St. Joseph's Day table.
I haven't either.
But I'm too shy.
The bread, they take all the air out of it. And so it is solid bread. It is really good. But there are fewer and fewer people offering them, or churches or whatever, because the machinery is old, 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 and they don't make new. So you got to make this do, and it is so good. I love St. Joseph's bread.
I was telling you during one of the breaks, one thing I miss that my mother would make at this time every year, sfingi. And for those who are not familiar, sfingi is basically what you would have is a cream puff, but without filling it with cream and covering it with powdered sugar, it's dipped in honey, similar to a lucomatis, as we've learned about during a Greek fest, which, as you know, is honey balls.
Well, let me tell you, you didn't just describe that. You described Greg Reed. First of all, if you have ever negotiated a contract with him, he's stingy. He really is tight with a dollar. What can I say? I don't know if he's ever been dipped in honey. We'll have to ask him. Maybe he'll tell us. Okay? But that's it. So I think the difference between St. Joseph's and Greg Reed, very narrow.
Now we got it.
Very narrow. Now you have it. All right, let's go to Dean on a cell phone. Dean, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Dean from Elma, actually, beautiful downtown Elma. Before, I'm an attorney. I practice both in family and criminal courts, and I just wanted to lend some clarification on some of the things you were talking about regarding youthful offenders.
Sure, yes.
First, as far as Dave and Lockport goes, that was a great audition for the Neanderthal commercials if Geico ever brings them back.
Oh, well, straighten them out then.
He's right in the pocket. So New York State was one of the few states up until last October that did indeed treat 16- and 17-year-old offenders in the adult system. In October of 2018, 16-year-olds fell under a new program called the Adolescent Offender Program, and 17-year-olds will be added in this coming October. They're treated in family court rather than in a criminal court. They're handled differently. The penalties are less severe. The purpose of the program is specifically because 16 and 17-year-old children, I'm not a psychologist, I'm just a dumb lawyer, but it's determined that they don't have the capacity, really, to the mens rea to commit some of these crimes. They're not prepared, and they're not responsible for their actions to some degree.
So that would make, if that was a closing argument, that would make the case for not having 16-year-olds vote in a national election.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm the father of three boys who are now young men. And when they were 16 or 17, I wouldn't trust them to walk.
We're all like that. We all went through it. We all remember going through it. And I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you for the clarification. And I'm sure he said no women should vote simply because he had his tongue in his cheek. Okay, thank you. Sure. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't think Dave from Lockport meant it, that things have gone downhill since women can vote. Do you?
I don't know. maybe not. I don't know him personally.
I thought he was doing it with tongue in cheek.
He probably was.
He probably was.
It had to be.
Because I think women are more intellectually challenged, not challenged the wrong way. I think they challenge things more than men do. I think that their insight is perhaps better many times on many different kinds of issues.
Unless their name is Ocasio and
yeah,
Cortez.
Unless you're an idiot. I mean, really. But what are you going to do? You can't put everybody in the same boat.
No.
But I do think that 16, you're not even out of high school yet. So imagine you're sitting there in a classroom with your teacher, and now it's time to vote, and you have the same power of the vote that your teacher does. Think about it like that.
Think about this. At 16, you don't even pull up your pants all the way.
Well, that's true. I thought they just needed belts.
No.
We could have that as a new class.
Look.
Belts for people who need them.
Look at my boxers.
Exactly. Go to a Duluth.
Yes.
$21 a pair.
Although I don't think they could afford, 16-year-olds could afford Duluth now that you've told me the price.
Yeah, I looked it up just for fun because I like the commercial. And I thought, maybe I'll get some.
I thought about it.
The commercial's pretty funny, and it's very effective, especially if you need a little extra. You know what I mean? I hate to brag, but sometimes just the regular won't do.
Right.
And so I was trying to figure out how much it would cost. And I would have to hit the lottery jackpot to buy a whole bunch of them.
I mean, how you contain the cargo is very important.
Well, yeah, it's like on a pickup truck, and you can put anything you want in the back cargo bin, but if you don't lash it down, when you go around a corner, it flies out.
Oh, sure,
yeah,
does.
You can't have that. You cannot have that. I learned that a long time ago when I used to pick up hay for my horses. Let's go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Your whole program is based upon what Pelosi said, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Well, then why are you doing it?
I'm doing it to show that Nancy Pelosi, who's third in line for the presidency, she does. She shouldn't count.
No.
All right, so you say no, 16-year-olds should not be able to vote.
Never, never, never. I'm not even sure 18's good. I think 21 should be the voting age.
Yeah, I think that you're right. 18 is a compromise. I think you'll be disappointed more than happy with the thought of the 18-year-old. But 16-year-old is beyond the pale. I heard Rush discussing a little of this the other day, and it seemed like he has the same opinion we do.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. From New Mexico. Beautiful state if you've never been through
it. Send some warmth up here, Fred. We could use it.
Yeah, Fred always brags on how it's warmer there than it is here, and he's right. And tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow is going to be the first day, and it'll be 47 tomorrow.
Let's get it going.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Nancy Pelosi says the voting age should be lowered to 16 for a federal election. No, they're trying to scoop up thousands and maybe more than thousands, millions of votes, get them at an early age right after they've been indoctrinated by their teachers, get them to vote for what their teachers have been telling them.
It's desperation because their party is in trouble.
Well, I know one thing. They have intramural fighting now within the party, which is not a good thing for America, but it's certainly interesting to watch.
Just wait till the debates.
Oh, I cannot picture the debates. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Stones, huh? I like that. Miss
I love
you.
The song.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, guess what? It is the Beach and Company. So last night we were at the presentation for our next trip. You know what's cool, Tony, about this ship? It's really nice because I've seen it before. You know, when you're going in the ocean, obviously they have a lot of other things to do because you can't get off the ship. You're in the ocean. But they have a movie theater. But wait, they have two movie theaters on this ship. That's really cool because they're exactly like a movie theater you'd see at home, except you're on the, in this case, the Pacific Ocean. It's a lot of fun.
Do you get all the popcorn and candy you can want?
You get almost anything you want. Think of the concept, which they have, of 24-hour room service. You just pick up the phone, you tell them what you want, they bring it to your room, say, hope you enjoy, thank you, good night.
I would go anywhere for that kind of deal.
Isn't that cool? Also, if you want some solitude, sometimes you want to just do some thinking, you know, and get away from it all, they have a library on here, and it's very nice. Very nice. We saw pictures of it.
I have a feeling I would not be attending that. First of all, you're going to be seeing some great sights.
Oh, yeah,
in
yeah.
Great countries.
I'm talking when you're in the ocean.
Surrounded by great people.
Yeah, when you're.
No, there's no solitude.
You're surrounded by water. You know, you have to pick on what you want to do, and they got a lot to do, a lot of things to do. So looking forward to that. That's the.
What's the longest you would spend at one time just traveling on the ship?
You mean on the water?
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
a 15-day trip, so it's from start to finish. You start in Bergen and you end in Barcelona. And if you look at a map, That's a good portion of the world. You eat up a big chunk of it right there. But it's great fun. And every time you're tied up and you go out on an excursion, it's really cool. I mean, they have everything covered. If indeed it's time to go out on an excursion and it's raining, as you're leaving the ship, there's umbrellas. They hand you an umbrella, okay? When you come back, many times they have these cute little drinks and things like that, lemonade and some some kind of foo-foo drinks.
But Joe and I might need something stronger than that, okay.
They have something stronger, but I don't drink, so I never take them, so I don't know what they are. But they always have a welcome back to the ship thing waiting for you. It's very nice.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And this ship is a smaller ship than the big, huge party ships that you see. So you get to know everybody, and everybody gets to know you, which is really nice.
I think I might put on too much weight.
What? You mean you couldn't handle 24-hour room service?
I wouldn't stop.
I know. In fact, if you took that ship, I would remove the phone from your room so that you couldn't call them. That's what we'd have to do. Let's go to Paul on a cell phone. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Sandy, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to tie in with a wonderful Dave from Lockport. Be careful what circles he walks into. And I've been in a selling game for years, and I'm tying this in with voting. Women, they tend to be more, have more insight, and men seem to have sight. Like you mentioned before. And I think they tie in with more emotional factors in their decision-making.
I think they do, too. I think they're more insightful. I really do. And I think we can learn a lot from them if we're willing to.
Men tend to look for figures, facts, numbers, details, and rational arguments, where women, I think, look beyond that. That's my opinion.
Well, it's a good opinion, and it's definitely not Dave's opinion from Lockport. I think he just threw that in there to stir up the pot, to be honest with you.
It could be. I think that might be more, like you say, tongue-in-cheek.
What do you think of 16-year-olds voting? Do you favor it or not?
I don't think so. I don't think the brain was set up to have the right stuff to make any kind of decisions at that point.
I think you're right, and thank you. Thank you for contributing. Appreciate it. And the reason I think Paul is right, tell me what you guys were just watching on video.
I was watching food.
No, not that. The two of you were watching with a skateboarder.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Now, keep in mind, this is probably the age of the skateboarder. Picture this person voting for President of the United States.
So you had a rock that was kind of in a shape of a ramp, and one was getting ready to skateboard down it. But before he did, his buddy was dousing it in gasoline.
In gasoline.
And then set it on fire. Now, I know this is hard to believe. Some of the gasoline got on the kid with the skateboard, his pants went up in flames.
Set himself on fire.
He couldn't get his pants off. His friend had to come.
That's a problem we all have from time to time.
His friend, the one who was with the gasoline, had to eventually pat him out and pull his pants off.
Well, what are friends for if you don't, pat out a fire that you set on your friend's pants?
Go to YouTube and watch these videos.
They're stupid. And now picture that kid walking from there to a voting booth and casting a vote that will offset your vote.
His vote cancels out Ben Shapiro's.
Exactly. Now think of that. This is the 16-year-old mind. I don't know how Nancy Pelosi could ask for this with a straight face.
Again, this at a time where fraud is running rampant with elections. People have said that Democrats have been rigging elections for years. When they've discovered 900,000 illegals voted in the midterm election, and you're worried about Russia posting some memes on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah.
Come on. Who had more of an impact on the election, Russia or illegals?
Good point, Tony Caligiuri. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930. WBN. A couple of things here, and then I want to go to Tony for something. Nancy Pelosi is scared that they will lose the Democratic voting base. She's too old to be speaker. As an aside, she's 6 years older than the president, and she's only two heartbeats away from running the country. Can't put that away. I mean, think about it. You got vice president and the speaker of the House. That's two. That's way too few.
She's in for a big fight because she has it within the splinter within her own party.
Yeah, there's the first time we've seen this in a long time. You have a point you wanted to make?
Yeah, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi wants to lower the voting age to 16. That's her suggestion. And recently in the news, we've seen that presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke wrote something that when he was 16 about running over children. And then the left is telling us, well, don't mind that. He was, immature. He was only 16.
Right.
We shouldn't be able to go that far back to get inside the mind of a candidate.
Yeah.
But yet we want to let him vote.
Yeah, we can't go back to that, an immature, obviously troubling thing that he wrote because he was 16. But let's let him vote for president, shall we? It's not well thought out. We know why they're doing it, and once you know why they're doing it, it's disturbing. It's almost as disturbing as Cuomo today talking about sports betting. And he was talking about why he's kind of lost interest in it for New York State because they have it in New Jersey. And he said, they only made $13 million on it. So it's not enough tax money to do blah, blah, blah. So what that says, it's more important than the issue itself. What he says is he judges everything by how much money they can get out of it, how much they can drain out of it. Well, what is the bottom line number? If it's not big enough, he's not interested in doing it. So that means a big part of what we would like to see in our state doesn't even get serious consideration because they can't tax it enough. And if you can tax it enough, that's fine. I think a good example is recreational marijuana. He was always against it. Now he's for it. And why? Why do you change your mind? Money. They're already trying to figure out how to divide up the money on something they haven't approved yet.
Aren't they already recently mentioning we should raise the taxes on alcohol sold in New York State?
I'm not sure. I had not heard that. But the bottom line is if they can tax it, they will. And if they can tax it at the max, they will do that too.
I mean, look at what we pay in taxes for gasoline. Isn't it the highest in the country?
Yeah, it usually
is. Or amongst the highest?
It usually is. It's way up there in the top two or three. And then that's the way it is. Its value is only, its worth is only in dollars and cents. There's no intrinsic worth of anything else for the people unless it involves money. There has to be a revenue stream, and it has to be a strong stream at that for them to even consider it. And somebody had written, Sandy, we're a one-party state. God help us if we become a one-party country. And that's what I'm thinking of, too, because we're getting a sample of it now, and the rest of the country will get a sample of it if it ever goes national. I hope it doesn't.
I'd like to see a no-party country. Get rid of both parties. Run on your ideology. Are you a conservative? Are you a socialist? Run on that, not where you have two parties that, killing the other party is more important than what's good or what's best for the country.
That makes more sense. And it seems like it would be better for everybody, for the taxpayer, for the voters, for the people, and certainly for the state itself. But they don't think like that.
To use an automotive analogy, it's like the United States is a car, and the engine isn't running right. So what we're trying to do as a country, all right, we're going to go out and the car's not running right, and it's not going anywhere, so let's replace the fender. Maybe we'll change the wheels and hope that it does right. Well, you have to address the broken-down engine, which is the politicians that are ruining this country.
Plus, there are issues that the politicians are not anxious to get into simply because they get either support or through voting or support through contributions for them to run, things like that. So if we had a perfect world, they'd go after and fix those things. But every one of those things that we see as problematic has supporters, everything, no matter what you want to do. You want to tear down a rusted bridge? They've got the Rusted Bridge Group, who meet there every Wednesday and chant. I mean, there's something for everybody to support. So it's very hard to get things done, sweeping. It's almost like I wish they would say, okay, why don't you all go to Mexico for a month and come back and we'll have everything fixed. No complaints. Just fix this, fix that, get this done, get that done. Come on in. And it's almost like the reveal at the end of Fixer Upper. You want to see your new country? And they open the door, and there it is.
Yeah, we want to fix the outside. We don't want to tackle the inside.
Yeah, the real issues, the things that mean something, they're not that anxious to get into. It's the stuff that they can deliver for the people that vote for them and for the people that support them with money.
That's why we'll never see term limits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you forget term limits. You're asking a group to cut down the number of times they can run for their own office. That's not going to happen.
Look at Roswell Park, you know, one of the greatest institutions in our area.
Sure.
It says, our goal is to put ourselves out of business.
They've always said that.
You'll never hear a politician talk.
No, never. They never want to put themselves out of business. I can tell you that right now. All right, voting age should be 30, this one says. That way, millennials would be 3 years out of mom and dad's house and off their insurance. That's good. I like that.
I read something that the generation following millennials is going to be the most conservative generation.
Well, it could be.
I hope so.
It's certainly shaping up where it could be. Now, here's a question I can't answer. Sandy, I don't know if you can answer this question. That's what it says.
Okay.
But could you tell your listeners, how is the coffee on the cruise ships? Huh?
How good is the coffee?
I mean, the coffee is great. And they have all different kinds of coffee. And it's available all the time.
Some dark roast.
You can not only get it with breakfast, you can get it with lunch and dinner. You can get it at 2 in the morning. And you know what they do? Usually at a time, just as people are retiring to their cabin for the night, going to get a good night's sleep, they usually have available at various spots all around the ship coffee and cookies and assorted breads.
Is that code, Sandy? Have coffee?
And things like that. No, I mean, you could have coffee before you have coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
If you,
I mean, you are on a ship.
You say, hey, hello, my name is Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer. I'm nice to meet you. Yes, would you like to go for coffee? I think they have some. It's right there.
It's available.
Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about your life. Let's talk about my life. Let's talk about me. Let's talk about the time I put a red hoodie on my head and looked like a penis on the website. Let's talk about that, shall we? Sorry, I gotta go. I'm not too late for coffee. I can't drink it this late at night. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.